Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and Rusty are your crew on this first show of 2017. Patrick, are you ready? Are you ready to launch? And, I mean, do you feel good about it, or are you a bit grumpy to kick off the new year?
Now, that's a bit of a leading question.
Well, okay. Well, it's a yes or no answer, though. Isn't it?
The answer to that will be, let's see how the show goes.
Let's see how the show goes. Okay, well, then I'm going to take that as a yes.
Happy New Year to all our listeners out there. Hope everybody had a terrific holiday, had a safe boating holiday, except for those of you up north who your boats are probably already out of the water.
True.
But down here in beautiful Florida, where it's about 80 degrees every day of the year, except for right now where it's dropped down to a bitterly biting cold 60. I've never seen so many people just packaged up in snorkel sweatsuit jackets. Crazy.
Yeah, well, it's cold.
It's not freezing
cold down here in Florida right now.
It's 45 here.
Right.
It's cold.
Well, Sim, I'm glad I'm not you. I mean, we're in the 60s in Orlando.
Get the homeless people in.
Yeah, well, Patrick's, I let him in.
Easy.
So, anyway, here we are. And Rusty, is the new year, you know, working well for you so far?
Oh, it's been an incredible new year.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot of good things going on.
A lot of good things. All right. Boat Show Girl is not with us right now because she's on the street. Not homeless, I don't think, but she's looking for a gig. So she said, hey, look, I got to beat the street this week and pass on being on the show. But please put a shout out if anybody's looking for a blogger with a boating twist.
Yeah,
she's available.
We need a lot of those.
Well, I mean, okay. Way to support her and her endeavors there, Patrick. So nothing's going to change from last year to this year.
You know what? I had somebody ask me this past week.
Mm-hmm.
I was conducting a factory tour.
Okay.
A group of about 15 people. And they asked if we had any intention of ever building a fishing boat. And we get questions like that a lot.
Okay.
And the answer is no. And the reason is there are already established fishing boat builders out there mm-hmm. that you would have to have something so revolutionary, so dynamic, something that the industry hadn't seen ever before to make any type of an inroad against those established builders.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for blogging. Okay. You're going to have something that nobody has done before in the blogosphere.
Well, I don't know. Have they had a millennial blogger before about boating?
No, Greg, they haven't had any.
No, they've had plenty of bloggers about boating, but have they had a millennial blogger like Boat Show?
Yes.
Girl? What about someone with a cape, a mask, and tights?
That's not going to do it.
That's pretty revolutionary.
It is not.
Wouldn't you agree, Rusty?
I think there's got to be a twist.
Well, that's a pretty good twist.
That is in this day and age. That is not a twist. That's very vanilla.
I don't know. I'm telling you, she could be a hit. If she wears the outfit and takes pictures of her blogging about boats from a millennial's perspective, and she has some superpowers, you know, maybe she can see through things.
I tried several shows ago to give her the benefit of my tutelage, if you will. And what she is going to have to do
is set up a restraining order
in order to get noticed. And that's what this is. She's branding herself. You need to stand out. You need to do something that's going to stand out from the rest. And the points that I gave her while we were on air, she needs to take a somewhat hard stance or almost a militant stance on those things to get noticed, to where people can, I mean, let's face it, if people agree with you, yeah, you're going to get some people to read your blog or read your article. But when you get people that are vehemently, totally against a lot of what you're saying, they're probably going to read you even more.
Maybe.
Well, it works on radio, doesn't it?
Well, we're still trying to figure that one out.
Isn't that the Stern effect?
Okay.
All right. So, things that I talked about, taking a hardline stance on, like, boat builders having to raise wages and increase benefits and things of that way. That's very controversial within the community, but I got a kind of a lukewarm, response to that. But you're going to have to, because nobody is actually saying or printing that these things are going to have to be done in order to grow and sustain that part of the market, which will in turn feed the other parts of the boating community.
Okay, so she hasn't really listened to you on that tutelage or to my suggestion to wear a superhero boat show girl outfit with tights, mask, and a cape. So she's just not taking our advice. That's why you're saying she won't succeed?
I'm saying in reference to what you suggested, the area that you suggested the two boat propellers counter-rotating was way off base.
Well, yin and yang,
And the whole rudder thing.
Maybe.
That wasn't going to work.
Okay. Well, we still wish her the best. And if you're looking for a blogger about boats, or maybe you can, put her to work some other fashion. She's out on the street looking for a gig. So, make sure she doesn't work on Saturdays so she can still do this thing. Because we like having her around, don't we?
We do.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, we wish her the best.
She's like the little sister that you always wanted, that you could pick on, but yet protect in a somewhat overly aggressive manner.
Okay. Well, it goes back to the whole restraining order thing. however, here we are into the first show of the World of Boating for 2017, and we've yet to make Patrick's blood vessel on his forehead bulge out a bit too far.
Well, let's start with something.
It could do it.
Okay.
All right. So CES, Consumer Electronics Show, is this week in Vegas. Making a lot of news. All the latest tech and stuff makes its debut at this show. One of the largest shows in the world. I've seen all the stuff on the news, on CNN, on Fox, all the coverage on the Today Show, and all the neat little gadgets for your phones and things like that. And I'm like, I'm kind of a techie guy. But then I see this story about this underwater fishing drone. I'm like, what? Here, take my money. Right, Rusty? Do you like this idea?
The idea, it sounds really nice, because the only thing I've seen from the show was this machine that folds your clothes for you. So I didn't see the fishing thing.
That would be nice.
You both, pretty cool.
You two are the laziest people on the face of this planet.
Well, hey, that's us and every other American, Patrick.
See what you
He's
can't
communist,
see.
Communist, if you haven't figured it out already.
I'm not a communist. I'm a socialist.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference.
Oh boy.
So tell me about this underwater fishing vessel.
Yeah, quick before he stabs me. So the story is evidently it's a underwater drone. Which actually, I'm familiar with a company that's been making a underwater drone for divers to videotape them. That's in the works. Yeah, it's like a autonomous dive buddy. It's actually pretty cool. And these guys are out of France, and they're trying to get their product to market. But then all of a sudden, this thing comes out. It actually looks somewhat similar. Maybe they're related. We'll find out eventually, I guess. But this thing goes down by itself, so it's there's not a diver with you or anything, and it looks for fish, and you wear like a headset looking for fish, and you go find them. And then you press this button on the remote, and it goes bing, and it pulls out a little lure for the fish to try to hook them, and you can catch the fish that way.
Okay, here, like, Here's my suggestion. Here's my suggestion. I'm going to save you guys a whole bunch of money and a couple of lost fishing drones, because that's what's going to happen.
What?
Just go to the darn fish market and just go and cut out the middleman and all the expense and just buy your fish. It'll already be clean for you. Just take it home and cut it. The whole idea behind going out and fishing, whether from a boat, whether from the shoreline, off the side of a bridge,
from your Xbox in your living room,
what have you, is supposed to be the recreational and relaxation aspect of that particular function. If you're going to let a robot do it for you, why bother?
Hey, this is the ultimate fishing
it
Xbox
is not.
Game. Come on, Rusty. You like this idea, don't you?
Actually, it's a pretty dumb idea, I think. Oh. Well. I'm looking at a picture of it. I'm going, it's got a little lure in front of a fish. I'm going, this ain't going to work.
It'd be a great video game. I love this. You guys are wrong. More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with The World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Batten down the hatches. Aye, aye, sir. Mend the bowsprit, stow the mizzenmast, jibe the jib boom, hoist the mainsail, and lower the tattersail. Look sharp, lad. Pipe the starboard, hatch the leeward, thwarts, and trim the scuppers of the port poop deck.
I'm sitting on a boat, I'm paying on my condo, waiting for you to come. I'm sitting on a boat.
It's the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me. Captain Patrick and Rusty rounding out the crew today as we navigate the latest boating news and information. Underwater fishing drones. I think it's the wave of the future. The one we were talking about, I guess it actually has the name of the Power Ray, which made its debut there at the at CES.
The only waving you'll do is waving your hard-earned money goodbye.
Why? Well, that'd be kind of cool.
It is not. What is cool about it?
Yeah, because take the it whole, down there. It's basically
you know what? Here's what I can do.
Accessory.
Here's what I can do. I can go out in the woods and I can have somebody place a high caliber rifle on a motorized, computerized, GPS mounted stand for me.
Yeah.
And from thousands of miles away, I can shoot a deer. And what is the point of letting a machine do for you what is supposed to be fun and relaxing? And you know, the pre-show meeting, the pre-show meeting I talked about, because when we got on this subject, Popular Mechanics just posted about, I think it was Honda actually, developing a motorcycle that self-balances.
I saw that.
Okay. If you can't balance a motorcycle, you don't belong near one or on one. In fact, stay far, far away from them if you can't balance a motorcycle. If you're not willing to take the time to learn how to ride properly and safely, then you don't belong on one. It's bad enough they're dumbing down cars because people are so intent on texting and Googling and Facebooking and Twittering and every other stupid thing in the world that they're not paying attention to what they're supposed to be doing, which is operating the darn car.
Okay, so we've established the fact that Captain Patrick is living in the past. Right, Rusty?
In the past.
Yes. Because, you know, if the motorcycle will self-balance, like a Segway, that's good because, you know, all these vehicles are going to start driving themselves anyway, Patrick. Haven't you watched the news?
What purpose does a self-balancing motorcycle serve?
Well, when it starts driving itself, you know, there'll be a lot of people like, yeah, let's take the motorcycle instead of the cub car.
Then why,
the Google car.
Then why go get on a motorcycle if you're not going to take the fun and enjoyment of actually operating that particular piece of machinery?
Oh, it's the wind through your hair, the gentle breeze against your cheeks.
Well, stand right there. I'll go get that circular fan outside, and I'll go blow it through. Well, your hair isn't going to blow that much anyway.
Well, true. Yeah, but the general brush.
By the way, is that shirt on inside out?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Those seams up on the shoulder are extruded.
That's the style, man. I'm trying to be hip with the kids.
Are you Michael Jackson?
See, that's why me and Bocho Girl connect so well. I can reach out to the younger generation, and you're still caught in the past wearing your police T-shirt from 1982.
2008 tour, thank you very much.
Yeah.
With Elvis Costello. It was awesome.
Absolutely
the
same.
It was awesome.
All right, so anyway.
Well, let's even take this into boating, okay?
Well, and we were initially.
No, you were talking about fishing. So the advances in technology as they extend to boating, again, it makes boating easier for people who aren't willing to take the time to go and learn how to properly operate a boat. You have boats that will be able to self-dock. You have joystick systems, so you don't ever have to learn how to use twin shifters to avoid
collisions.
To walk a boat.
There'll be smart boats, won't there?
You have autopilot. But when that stuff fails, okay, and only speaking from somebody who's been in the industry since he was 18 years old and is still in the industry, stuff fails. Parts break. Things stop working. And when that happens, if you don't have a basic set of charts for the body of water that you're on, and you don't know how to plot a course, if you don't know how to do a simple take compass bearings and be able to triangulate your position so you can find yourself on the chart, you're going to be in big trouble. You know, the boats are so advanced now that you can't even work on them almost anymore. You got to go and take it back to the dealer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just hire a captain, and you know, in 5 years, it's going to be that little Honda robot that they had at CES that dances when you look at
it. Well, again, if you're going to do that, then what? I mean, when I go boating, okay, I enjoy driving the boat, operating the vessel. Okay, I don't want something else. It'd be easy to set autopilot,
well, and just
maintain watch at the helm,
But there was a video 3 weeks ago, in I think out on the west coast of the U.S., the San Francisco area somewhat, where this guy in a boat, strangely enough, called Nap Time, was below decks with his autopilot set, left the helm, and the boat crashed right into the side of a ferry.
Hmm. Well, that's not good. See, but that's where the robots are going to take over and handle that for us. You know, there'll be a robotic Captain Patrick in like 5 years. I mean, he'll look like that little Honda robot that, like I said, he dances right now. That's all he does. But in a couple of years, he'll be piloting boats. It'll be like you without the crotchety element. I'm sure you can. They can program that into the software, though.
Patrick 2.0.
Yes, exactly.
First of all, I'm not crotchety. I am passionate about certain things.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Especially
right.
when it comes to boating lifestyle, boating mm-hmm. community,
yeah,
things
yeah.
that we should be doing, but we're not, that makes the waterways safe for everyone to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're not willing to put in the time to learn how to operate that purchase, that luxury item, then you know what? What is the point of doing it? The whole idea is being able to go, and it's supposed to be relaxing and enjoyment for
well,
you
some
and your family.
Find that the actual running of the boat is a pain in the butt.
Then they shouldn't be boating.
Well, but they love being out on a boat and fishing, and you know.
But they don't like baiting the hook, so they're going to hire somebody to bait the hook for them. And you know what? They never learned how to properly cast a fishing rod, so they're going to hire somebody to cast that line for them. And you know what? Really, the whole reeling in when something hits the lure or the bait, that's really kind of, you know, that's pretty physically demanding. I don't want to know how to do that. I don't want to learn how to set drag and everything else like that. I'll hire somebody to do that. And got a boat to fish? I'm not going to lean over and do that with a gaff. I'll hire somebody to do it. Just go and buy the fish at the fish market already.
Well, either that or a drone and a robot, and they'll do all that stuff for you. Just go to CES. You'll see it right there.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and Rusty. Here. Okay, so I guess we figured out the technical things. You know, the future is going to leave Patrick behind, so that's fine. We'll just go with that. But what about New Year's resolution?
I'll be leading the resistance when you all are enslaved by your robot masters.
Okay, well that would work. We got Arnold on our side. We'll be fine. All right, so it is a new year though, and.
It is.
I don't know. Have you made any resolutions for the new year, Patrick, or pretty much you're just going to go with the what you know?
I really don't look at things really on a yearly basis.
Right. That's been pretty obvious.
It just kind of bleeds unending one.
Why change perfection?
Into another.
That's your, mm-hmm. right? Is that what it is? Why change perfection? That's your mindset.
Do we really want to get into the fact that time and calendars are a man-made concept?
No.
Do we want to have that discussion right now?
No, I was just trying to speed through it to get to Rusty. So, Rusty, what say you? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, actually, yes. I have three sets, and they're different. I have the boaters' resolutions, which I like to look at every year. I have a few personal ones that I'll be doing this year, and then I have mine for Jacksonville Marina for the dealership. So, you know, three different sets for different aspects of my life. So I got a lot of stuff to take care of this year.
Wow. So
I know.
You were a mess last year is what you're trying to say.
You know, I'm just perfecting what I have.
Oh, okay. So they're just improvements.
They are.
All right. So, but Jacksonville Marine... The
Jacksonville
business
Marine.
That you run,
right?
What kind of resolution do you have for the business?
One of the things that we did for the first year, we could actually like pull up numbers, right, of how we did as a business. And you know, for 2 years, the numbers have been pretty much all over the map. We couldn't see, you know, where we were. And this year we saw that we did okay with sales. We sold about 60 boats, you know, new boats, which wasn't a ton, but it was okay. Yeah.
That's pretty good numbers for your size dealership.
Heck yeah.
I thought we did well. I mean, so we got some goals. We're going to try to sell, you know, 10% more next year. The parts made money. And then we'll talk about service when we come back, because that one didn't do so well.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so we can improve on service for 2017. Oh, yeah. That's what I feel is going to develop as his New Year's resolution. But we'll find out next.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Captain, oh captain, my captain, rise up and hear the bells. Rise up, for you the flag is flung, for you the bugle trills.
All right, dismissed. Well, just to remind you, Pied Piper is still a sinking ship, so.
Enough with the maritime metaphors.
You don't have to walk the plank on a sinking ship.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and Rusty. Crew today as we navigate the latest boating news and information for 2017. First show. And so it's only natural that we kind of delve into New Year's resolutions and things like that from a boating perspective. So Rusty has, you know, gave us a little glimpse of what he's thinking for Jacksonville Marine, the business he operates in that neck of the woods in Florida. And so boat sales were up. That was good. You want to see a little modest improvement, of course, as always. Sure. And service was okay, but parts weren't good, or vice versa?
No, parts were fine.
Parts were right.
Yeah, parts did fine. Service was interesting because I ran the numbers of how many hours we bill, right? And so this is – and I don't know what's good and what's bad, but I looked at this and I'm going, this can't be good. So I have – I took three guys that work in the service department, and we have one guy that's kind of handicapped, and he's part-time, great mechanic, and he just comes in when we need him. We have another guy who's been there. He's probably in his 70s. He's been there 40 years. He's been there longest than anybody. He does a lot of the fiberglass. And then we have our regular mechanic that does a lot of the work in general. When I pull up the numbers, the number one guy who brought in the most money for the dealership was our part-time guy. And
your
the second guy was
service guy.
It was. You're going, okay, there's something really wrong here. And then the second guy was our actual the guy that's been there the longest, the older guy. And then who brought in the least amount of money, of course, was our main mechanic. And we had to sit down and have some serious discussions with our service manager and some others to try to determine exactly what was wrong, what was happening. I think we figured it out. I think we put in some corrective actions in place. It was just, oddly enough, our service manager is an incredibly great guy, incredibly smart, customer service oriented. Everybody loves him. I get letters on how well he treats people. However, I think he may lack somewhat of the leadership skills that he needs. Great in service, great with working with people, but maybe not great with managing the people in the shop. So as boat mechanics sometimes can be, they can be more difficult to work with than others, right? They can have attitudes and, you know, they're a little bit rougher. And so I think what was happening was our service manager would give all the jobs to the part-time guy because he wouldn't complain instead of giving them to our regular mechanic. Oddly as that sounds, I'm pretty sure that's what's happening. So we've corrected those. We got some help in there to kind of do that, pull in weekly reports to kind of see where we were. And also making sure all the hours that people are billed, it's not that we overbilled anybody, but I think we probably underbilled almost everyone. Didn't keep up with warranty work the way we should. So a lot of things that had to be corrected there in order to show a profit next year.
Okay. Well, what do you think there, Patrick? Do you think he has a good handle on it from your perspective?
Well, not being at his facility and not knowing the people that he has working for him and not seeing any of the numbers on paper, yeah, I think he's got a perfect hand on it.
Okay.
I think he's good to go. Rusty, well done.
Thank you. I feel good about it. I feel like it's a good start.
The one thing I heard that I wasn't so sure about was when you said at the end there, and if we do this, will maybe be profitable. Are you saying you're not profitable?
No, I'm saying that service was not profitable last year. No.
Oh.
Everything else was, but and service should have been profitable.
When you have a business like this, Greg, you actually wind up breaking it down, and you each area kind of winds up working like its own company, if you will.
Yeah.
So you have the sales side, you have the parts side, and you have the service side. And service certainly has its challenges, because when we talk about warranty work, the manufacturers, the boat manufacturer, the engine manufacturer is going to have a set time standard for a particular function to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the boat builder has, you know, really crammed that part into an area of the boat where, you know, it takes three times as long to get to it. So you wind up asking for more time from the manufacturer. You kind of go back and forth with them. You have to have somebody who a warranty administrator who's strictly dealing just with that end of it. And for every boat line that you're carrying, you have to go through that on filing warranty claims. And then you get into an area where maybe the boat is just outside of the manufacturer's warranty, so you're looking for some goodwill from the boat manufacturer. So again, you wind up having one person devoted to strictly handling that aspect of the business, basically trying to get the money that you're entitled to, and maybe a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
to cover the work that was done.
Yeah, the manufacturer brown nosing position, something like that, right? You got to brown nose them a bit, massage them.
Doesn't work with me, my friend.
I think these guys will see where it's in the interest of both parties involved. You know, if you feel like that's there, and we very seldom have had trouble with any manufacturer with warranties. You know, everybody's fair. Okay. I think want to be fair.
Well, that's good.
So yeah, that was good. I think we had a good year. I'm actually excited that we had a handle on it. And you know, this for boat manual, we had a really good December. We sold three boats between Christmas Day and New Year's Eve.
Did you include the big red ribbon that they could put around?
You know,
the boat?
We didn't.
What?
But it was. I'm going. We've never sold boats this time of year. We sold three then. We've selling a lot of boats. We got people coming in. We were learning. Money's getting a little short, and evidently we have overpaid or did something with Mercury. I don't know. We got a check for $18,000 from them.
Sweet. Party at Rusty's house.
I know. And then I was talking to my lady at the bank, and she goes, "Do you ever look at your rewards card, your rewards points on your credit card?" I go, "No." And she said, "Well, let's look and see what you got. I have 167,000 reward points."
Oh, that ought to get you a really nice koozie.
I know, right? Actually, it looks like I could fly to Hawaii and back.
Yeah, you
I'm
could for sure.
Sure,
so, sure
yeah.
You could.
So this is it's been a good week. No complaints.
Hmm. Well, with that many points, you should be able to take me or Patrick with you.
Well, actually, what a good boat dealership owner would do would be to offer that as an incentive to their employees, you know.
Well, we're kind of employees, we're consultants.
Kind of an end of the year.
Be a way to grease the wheels.
You don't consult on nothing.
What are you talking about? I give my advice.
Rusty
all
and I are.
Every single week, I give him my suggestions.
Oh, wait. What was Greg's advice this week?
He's taking my advice as much as yours.
Hold on. Greg's advice was, did you tie a big red bow to it?
Yeah, it's Christmas time.
You think that's worth a trip to Hawaii?
It is a marketing suggestion that I think the people that had purchased from them would have very much appreciated. Am I not correct, Rusty?
I don't know, because we didn't actually do that.
Well, true, but you've seen those commercials. Come on. Sure. They do that with the cars. So
His next suggestion is going to be to get that robot from Rocky III. To be in your showroom.
Who's going to be more fun in Hawaii, me or Patrick? Boom!
I'm just have y'all looked at the New Year's resolutions for boaters, though, in general for 2017?
In general, from where? Where did you see?
Just in general. I always have some.
Yeah.
I was curious because, you know, of what you would give to advice of boaters if they were going to set New Year's resolution.
Well, my main thing would be just more boating, period. Just do it more often, which is that's my boating resolution for sure. So I'm sure that would, but that might be too generalized for what you're thinking. Am I right, Rusty?
Just going more. Yeah, that's too general. Okay. Even though they should, I think that's good. I came up with five because Patrick likes lists.
Aha.
Now that's Bill. You got me confused. I know Bill and I look similar if you close both eyes. But
take the crotchety element out, and they are identical twins.
And if y'all see Bill, tell him I'm fine. Thanks for checking on me. You know, I think he still does. He still live in the area?
We don't know. Yeah, we lost track of him in early 2016.
I miss Bill.
Yeah.
Oh well. Anyway,
you're the only one. So anyway,
I have five here. I have
okay.
Five.
Go ahead. So number five, we'll work our way to the top.
Okay, number five, take a new friend out on your boat. You know, expose more people to boating this year. So get people out on the water that don't have a boat. Be nice.
Okay, but you got to make a friend first, Patrick.
I have the largest yacht. I have no trouble finding people to go boating with me.
That's boat fluff. They're using you.
But it is a great way to kind of do a guerrilla campaign of grow boating, you know, on an individual basis.
If you can take a Hispanic person with you, it'll even be better.
Okay, let's not get racist.
That's not. We're trying to grow boating.
Trying to grow that market segment.
Oh, okay.
Yes, no. That's what it is. So that's a good thing. So, yes, take a friend out with him.
I think that's a good resolution. Let's get, 4, 3, 2, and 1 next, right after this on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw, put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 millionth certification. Complete your next Patty course, and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise. Monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial, even if you've had an event like myself. After some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
The word ship is hidden inside the word leadership as its derivation. So, if this office is, in fact, a ship, as its leader, I am the captain. But we're all in the same boat.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Captain, please, can you see my fire? Message in a bottle, starboard side. Come into my heart.
Boating, Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and Rusty. We are your crew on this first show of 2017. Okay, so boating New Year's resolutions. We've covered one, which is to take a friend boating, according to Rusty. Number four would be what, Rusty? What do you think?
Number four is going to be discover a new destination or an event. Put it on the calendar, make all your plans. But there's lots of events that I think come and go, and people don't even think about it. This is boat show season. What?
Columbus Day.
Boat parades.
Oh, yeah, those would be awesome.
That was good. Except I did notice that it was a little breezy in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, it was. They pulled it off, though.
They did.
I was starting to wonder if they were
going
to make it.
They were going fast. They were going fast to keep up. So, yeah, you could do the boat race, just like, you know, you'll see Captain Patrick there.
I was going to say Columbus Day Regatta, which is a big event that they're trying to phase out.
Is.
It's like the spring break of boating. But I still think if you go there, there's a good chance you're going to see somebody flash you. Probably a 65-year-old guy in a Speedo, but whatever.
You know, and the Boca Bash is kind of taking that over these days.
Are they really?
It's getting out of hand, that particular event.
So get there before they shut it down.
Yeah, you really would. So find you an event to go to. There's a lot of them we have here. We have in Jacksonville and everywhere has events. You can find a lot of them on floridabywater.com or a destination. Or you can just, you know, check with your marine association in your area. But there's stuff going on everywhere.
You know, one of the best things about boating is the peace and solitude it allows you to have to where you don't have to be around any of these other morons that are insistent upon beaching their boats on a sandbar and partying like it's 1969.
Boating Palooza. Come on. You don't want to be a part of that?
I would rather be far, far away from that crowd.
Okay.
Because bad things happen.
You're going to be on a boat alone.
Again, when the robots rise up,
you'll be that guy.
I'll be fine.
You'll be the guy. When the zombies take over, you'll be the one guy left alive on his boat alone.
You know it.
Yeah, who slowly but surely goes crazy. Anyway, okay, number three. As far as boating resolutions,
you need to have your boat detailed. A lot of people put this off, but there comes a point you need to have a good coat of wax on it. Make sure you're taking care of the gel coat. You're taking care of the vinyl inside the boat, and just give it a really good cleaning to start off the year.
Wait a minute, Mr. Boat Dealer. You mean this boat that I spent a considerable amount of my hard-earned money or the bank's money on? I actually have to clean. This boat, I have to wash it and wax it and maintain it. What nonsense do you speak?
It is funny. You'll go through a boatyard, and I'll see people have boats, and the boat will be like 3 or 4 years old, and it's completely trashed because they didn't take care of it. I mean, the gel coat's just completely faded. The sun has completely destroyed the vinyl, and it's cracking. And, you know, and it's really an investment. You got to take care of it.
Until the robots are programmed to do that for
you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So that's, that was number three, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we want to go with number two.
Oh, number two. Yeah, we're going the other way. Yeah. Number two, this is something that gets overlooked on most people's boat, but I call it inspect everything. One of the things when I had my boat, I would literally bring it home and take everything out of the boat, every life jacket, every piece of equipment, and empty the boat completely and make sure everything was okay, because you're going to find stuff that's either gotten wet, stuff that's mildewed, life jackets that are unserviceable at this point, flares that are out of date, or just gunk. And you want to take it all out, throw away what's bad, replace it, get new stuff, so you'll be ready for the boating season.
All right, so take inventory and organize all the stuff you have on your vessel.
It is.
It also gives you an opportunity to put your boat on a diet.
It does. Well, it's amazing how much stuff we carry on a boat. It's really amazing.
Hmm. So put it on a diet, like just chuck all the excess fat?
If you're carrying excess gear, then get that off the boat, store it properly. But, you know, you maybe there was a time that you needed four anchors on that boat because you were out at the Boca Bash. But you know what? You don't need to carry it for this next trip, because excess weight results in loss of performance and increased fuel consumption. So put your boat on a diet.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So that was number two. So the number one boating resolution.
Number one for your life, for your boat, for everything, is to be proactive. I can't tell you how many times. Yeah, you just got to be. Yes, exactly.
Acne issues.
it's going to come up sooner than later that there's going to be a beautiful day that's going to show up in the next couple of months. And you're going to be trying to get your boat on the water, and it's not going to start. It's going to need maintenance. It's going to have other stuff wrong with it. This is the time of the year. Boat dealers like us, we'll even give you a better rate right now because we're not that busy.
Uh-huh.
And in March, you're not going to be able to get your boat serviced, you know, for probably 3 or 4 weeks. So this is the time to start really looking and getting all those little things done for your boat. When the dealerships aren't busy, be proactive. Schedule it. Make an appointment. Whatever you need to do, but get it done.
Okay.
Early.
That's pretty. I think that is a very. That's a great resolution. In this downtime, do an early preseason warm up.
Here's mine. Every month, take time, learn a new skill, new boating skill.
Oh, I was going to say, please.
Learn how to tie knots.
I was going
to
say, he was going to suggest, pick up ballroom dancing or, you know, but if it's boating, that makes sense.
Learn how to run a board for a radio show.
Yeah, knots. Yeah, 50 Shades of Greg. Here we come. All right, that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Here, you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.